You're listening to JPR. I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to another JPR live session made possible with support by Dos Mariposas Vineyards in Lavender. With me today in the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio is the roots and blues rocker Jackie Green. He's on tour now. I'm playing tonight at the historic Ashland Armory. Showtime is 8:30. Tickets are at liveatthearmory.com. Jackie grew up near Sacramento. He's got about a dozen albums in his catalog. The most recent studio album was Modern Lives Volume 2. You can find his music, merch, more information at jackiegreen.com. And there's an E at the end of Green, just if you're keeping score at home. Jackie Green, welcome to JPR.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. Good to see you.
You're joining us on a short West Coast tour. It's looking like you're bouncing around the West Coast this week. How's it going so far?
So far, so good. We were in Eugene last night. That was a lot of fun. As you said, we're in Ashland, here in Ashland tonight. We'll be in Portland tomorrow, then up to Seattle, then back home.
Bouncing around the West Coast. Sounds like fun. Yeah. You've been playing music pretty much your whole adult life. How did you get started with that?
Well, my whole adult, well, and into childhood. I mean, I basically can't remember a time when I wasn't playing music, really. I grew up with a guitar in the house and an old piano in the house. And, since I was, like, just a, I don't know, as far as back as I can remember, I was always playing something, playing guitar or something, trying to figure something out on guitar or piano or keyboards or something. So as far back as I can remember, I started playing right out of high school. I started playing coffee shops, and I'm 42 now, so people at home listening. Yeah, I mean, I started when I was right out of high school, so I've been doing this for almost 20 years now.
Pretty much your own solo stuff for the whole time, or did you?
No,
start
I played
with
in a bunch of bands. I played in Phil Lesh and Friends.
I was going to
talk with
to you
Bob
about
Weir.
That,
I played with played in the Black Crowes for a minute. I played with a lot of people, and I had a great time doing it so far. I mean, I suppose I'm sort of a sideman slash, you know, singer songwriter slash
you just do it. It's
yeah, I just come out and do it.
Very cool. Well, hey, start us off with a tune.
Sure,
what do you want to play?
An old one. I got this. I bought this old nylon string guitar. Let's see how this works. This is one from a few albums ago. It's called I Don't Live in a Dream. I don't live in a dream. I don't live in a dream. I don't live in summer land forgotten. I don't live in a dream. No, I don't live in a dream. I don't live on the moon. Drink martinis in the afternoon. I don't pretend to make the world feel better. I don't live on the moon, no. I don't live on. I live right here with you. Walk the same earth you do. I don't believe that we're so different. I live right here with you. Yes, I do. I live right here with you. Twisted heart is a cool and wonderful thing. It tears me apart, hanging from every string. I don't live in a dream.
I don't live in a dream. I don't hustle or scheme. I have no faith in politicians. I don't live in a dream, no. I don't live in a dream.
That's Jackie Green in a JPR Live session.
How are you?
Yeah, playing I Don't Live in a Dream. Nice stuff. Thanks for playing that for us today.
My pleasure.
Jackie Green's performing tonight at the historic Ashland Armory in Ashland. Find tickets at liveatthearmory.com. And keep listening for another chance to win a pair of tickets to the show tonight when open air continues. So you've got your Jackie Green catalog and all these collaborations. It sort of seems like it started, or your relationship with the Black Crowes kind of started with Trigger Hippie. Is that
It started through Phil. I met Chris. So I think I was talking about this someone. Someone asked me this the other day, so I had to remember this. I actually met Rich a long time ago at some function, but I met Chris later, through Phil, and then Phil Lesh,
right.
And the Grateful Dead family. Bob Weir, Chris, and I had an acoustic trio, creatively called Weir, Robinson, and Green.
That is creative.
Very creative. Yeah, we did a tour some years ago, and so that's kind of where I got to know Chris. Yeah. Was on that.
Uh-huh. How did you get involved with Phil? I mean, that's
Phil. I had a record out called American Myth, and there was a song called I'm So Gone that was being played on the radio in the Bay Area, and he heard it and liked it, and he came out and saw us at Bonnaroo, Festival of Bonnaroo that year, I think that when a record came out, and we. That's where everybody was saying, hey, man, you know, this Phil's here to see your set, Phil Lesh. And at the time, I never met him. I didn't really know who he was, you know. And anyway, we met and we got to hanging out. And the first time we played music together, he actually called me to come into a studio session to help write songs for a television thing that never got off the ground. Yeah. And I show up to the studio in. The old Plant studio in Sausalito, before it was closed down. And the next thing I know, we're playing, you know, we have some demos of some stuff that I'd been working on, some stuff that he'd been working on. Mm-hmm. The next thing I know, Larry Campbell shows up, guitar player. John Molo shows up, you know, and Steve Mullins, keyboard player, shows up. And Phil, and we're playing Friend of the Devil. We're not even working on whatever it is we're working on. We're playing something else. You know, and the next thing you know, we're playing another Grateful Dead song. Right. And the next thing I know, we're on the road. So
how cool is that?
That's kind of how that happened. Huh. So, yeah. That year, what year must have that been? That must have been 2006. I met Phil. Yeah,
yeah,
6 or 7.
Yeah, I know. Joan Osborne's a big fan of ours. So you were in Trigger Hippie at the same time she was. We're a big fan of hers. I think.
Yep.
I said
and then
that
I met Joan. Then I met Joan. Well, Steve plays drums in Trigger Hippie, and played drums in the Black Crowes.
Right.
He and I became friends, and then we started playing in his Trigger Hippie band with Joan,
right.
And we made a record. And they're still gone; they're still playing.
Yeah,
they're making records. Yeah.
That's cool. And then you're part of some you must have really gotten into the Dead thing, because I see you in a lot of Dead tribute sort of things, like in the Days Between in New Orleans.
Yeah, I get asked to do a lot of those things, and it's like the Dead. You know, it's like. Kind of finding one of your new favorite bands later in life. A little like that. Cool. Most people got into the Dead when they were young.
Right.
I kind of got in when I was older.
Cool. Well, hey, how about another tune? What do you want to play?
Just another old one. Something I don't have to remember too much. Let's go even older. See how this sounds on here. This is called Gone Wandering. This is my first record. Mm-hmm.
Another day is come and gone, and I can't figure what went wrong. Mockingbird is mocking me. She locked me out and lost the key. Now I've gone wandering again. I'm out the door, I'm walking by myself down the street like the night before. And I should be home in bed, but the notion in my head is telling me to ramble on. Every day is just a dream, stuck inside the great machine. Work your job, spend your pay, and no one hears the prayers you pray. Now I've gone wandering again. I'm out the door, I'm walking by myself down the street like the night before. And I should be home in bed, but the notion in my head is telling me to ramble on.
I realized I forgot my harmonica. I usually play harmonica over this section. You'll have to imagine it out there at home. How good is he at the harmonica? Amazing.
I seen the sun, I felt the rain, busted loose my ball and chain. Seen the man, and what I seen is just like you, is just like me. Now I've gone wandering again. I'm out the door, I'm walking by myself down the street like the night before. And I should be home in bed, but the notion in my head is telling me to ramble on.
That's Gone Wandering, Jackie Green here on Jefferson Public Radio. He's my guest in a JPR live session. And stick around, Danielle Kelly has another chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see Jackie Green at his show tonight at the historic Ashland Armory. For the record, I've heard worse harmonica solos.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, okay. Good.
So as I was looking through some stuff about you, you won an Oscar?
No.
No?
No, I haven't won an Oscar, no.
Oh.
Someone
said
that
you had a song in Brokeback Mountain.
Maybe sang a song that I didn't win an Oscar for.
Oh, okay.
The movie won an Oscar, I think.
Right? Okay, I thought it said you.
Well, here, we'll rephrase it for you. I'll help you. You have a song that was in a movie that won an Oscar, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. But something said it's like you.
No,
you,
I never.
Okay.
No, I never won an Oscar. Matter of fact, I don't even think I got paid for that.
Oh, no. Well, if anybody's listening,
okay.
Jackie Green
matter.
Should get some royalties for that.
This is a music business.
That's right. So what's coming up next for you guys? You got any
news?
Well,
touring a bit.
Yeah.
We got tonight. We got tomorrow. I've been working on a new record of my own stuff, which I've been saying that, you know, for about a year now. But I have two kids. It's been tough. It's been rough. I have a 5-year-old and 2-year-old. That's the newest thing for me. That's the biggest deal. I'm a dad now. I've got
right.
Kids at home. So I made another record with my friend Anders Osborne. You might be familiar with
from
New Orleans. And we're just about to finish that up. So you might you might get a delivery in your mailbox.
Yeah. Anders Osborne has done a JPR live session before. So,
Anders is my good buddy. We made an album together, so we're kind of finishing that up.
I've seen you on bills with him in New Orleans.
Yes, we did a lot. We do a lot of stuff together.
Yeah.
Good friends.
Oh, cool. Well, I know your time is short because you're getting ready for a show. So you want to wrap with another song?
Sure, yeah. Let's do one more recent one, if I can remember.
If you're just tuning in, my guest today is Jackie Green. It's a JPR live session. He's performing tonight at the historic Ashland Armory. You can find tickets and information at liveatthearmory.com and all things Jackie Green at jackiegreen.com.
This is a new song. This is called Goodbye Old Glory. Thank you.
hell of a year. The looting ran high. White collar bandits rained down from the sky. The government said each man do his part. But I've got five kids and a car that don't start. The people were frightened. The straitjacket tightened. But in the end, no one was enlightened. Goodbye, old glory. To tell you the truth, you were starting to bore me. The junk pile grows, and everyone knows it's the end of an era. The devil is real. He's there on TV. All of his suffering for all men to see. So you keep your head down. No, you don't rock the boat. Until it's your neighbor with a knife at your throat. If it grows in the garden, it might keep us from starving. They said that hard times would be part of the bargain. Goodbye, old glory. I tell you the truth, you were starting to bore me. The junk pile grows, and everyone knows it's the end. Don't let your minds be hypnotized, synchronized, or colonized. What does it mean to be civilized? You've been here before, why don't you open? Grows, and now everyone knows it's the end of an era. It's the end of an era.
You're listening to a JPR live session with Jackie Green. That was a tune called Goodbye, Old Glory. Yeah. Should be coming up.
Next album.
Very cool.
Also, whenever that gets around.
We'll be looking for his new album from Anders Osborne coming up as well. Jackie Green is performing tonight at the historic Ashland Armory. Showtime is 8:30. Tickets and information at liveatthearmory.com. And Jackie Green's website is jackiegreen.com with an E at the end of green. You were saying you just picked up that guitar recently.
Yeah, it's
a really pretty looking guitar.
I have kids at home, and this is the guitar that's been sitting in my living room that I've been learning, you know, that I've been playing. There's a lot of music at my house, a lot of Disney songs. I got a 5-year-old, 2-year-old, so any of that stuff works great on this little guitar. So.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
I decided to bring it on the road.
That sounds like fun, and it sounds really nice, so we like that. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with
us
today.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure getting to know you, and maybe you can come back someday and play our piano.
That's right. I noticed you have a piano on there. Next time we'll do a little piano
set. It really is a pretty nice piano, so cool. Yeah, we'd love to hear you on that sometime. So next time through, be sure to hit us up.
For sure.
All right, thanks for hanging out. good luck on the tour. JPR Live Sessions are engineered by John Griffin and available on our website, ijpr.org, and at Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. And this JPR Live Session was made possible with support from Dos Mariposas Vineyards and Lavender. They offer local wines, Mexican beer, tamales. They host art events, dance lessons, and live music at their family and pet-friendly tasting room and grounds. It's located between Medford and Jacksonville. And there's more information on them at DosMariposasVineyards.com. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around for more Open Air with Danielle Kelly next.